Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives and into our hearts. We need you. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your Spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now.
His word. Because if God said it, I believe it. By my faith, I shall receive it. So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting in what God said, wholly clinging to the word that I have read. I'm not trusting in the strength of men, but I'm holding.
trace, quadro, cinco, seis. You know, counting my blessings. Yeah.
Haters keep talking, but I keep on walking the life that I'm leading.
Facts.
My body is healed, my mind is whole, I'm full of the joy. Yeah. And
that's
what I know, even when I'm weak, it's making me strong.
The devil is defeated.
Can't go win by faith.
Yeah, you know it's gonna work out.
Rolling dice, money, yeah.
Praying for my amigos like I'm Quavo, yeah. Stacking all these blessings like they're Legos, yeah. I put my right hand on the Bible, yeah. When the blessing came, I screamed, my God. They say you only live once, but I'ma die twice. First to my old way, second into my new life. Look at my new life, yeah, I got a new life. Go tell the devil I know that we're winning, and he know it's on sight. Winning.
You want to take this, you want to take this.
Ezekiel said it's all. Oh, yeah. At the wheel in the middle of the week.
Oh, yeah.
John talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Give him the book of the seven seals.
Oh, yeah.
Some call him the rose of Sharon.
Oh, yeah.
Others call him the prince of peace.
Oh, yeah.
But tell me,
I want Jesus.
Hey. Jesus said he's all.
Oh, yeah.
At the wheel in the middle of the week.
Oh, yeah.
John talked about him.
Oh, yeah.
Give him the book of the seven seals.
Oh, yeah.
Some call him the rose.
come up with that dance. Come on, come on, come on.
Direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Hold.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
In the simple things in life, you're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams.
Catch the Wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Don't let them sleep in your bed.
No.
Yeah. Government, all right, yeah. Even in the middle of the night, no one's gonna. gonna be alright, you and me. Surrounded on every side, but my enemies won't survive. Under your shadow. My family, Satan's a robber who wants everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking on the brighter side, I can't believe you're still alive. You had me. I think it's gonna be alright. My enemies won't survive. Under your shadow.
If you read in your Bible, but tell you, oh, a man born of a woman.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Granny.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak to Maggie, please?
Do me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed
her. I didn't get to fight with her.
You're
tipping up on my high. My granddaughter from the star button in the back, and I wasn't from that. You and nobody else star up with no night. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm going to let you talk, man. You're going to listen at me.
All right, now. Hold on now. Hold on. Now, my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slapped. Well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
One second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. Well, I want to know who is your grandbaby out here.
Just hold on, sugar. Here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm, and my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
You're a liar. I ain't going to get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even get up to your children. And mean to. Now, ask anybody at that school, did I test any one of them girls?
They said, my...
They told you a lie, because the prince them hold me when he let me get to them.
No, you lied.
No, you telling a lie yourself.
Baby,
I didn't test any one of them children. If they say I tested you, I come to school Monday and prove it.
Don't you make me come
on over here.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
I told you I didn't test any one of them children, because they didn't get close to me.
You
them children way down there at that gate down there.
Being my church member...
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now, you can come over here now.
We're going to do a pray-by.
I could, me and my staff can pray, too.
You going to drive by your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you. You can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know why I stay here.
Lord, help this woman. No,
you need to help your children.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind my granddaughter in my car with a knife.
Maylee.
Don't tell me nothing because you don't know your child like I do. You don't even know your own daughter like I do.
Maylee.
I've been knowing them children.
Maylee, do you got a son named Monroe?
I sure will. Hey, Ma. Ma, don't make me mad here. What? Ma. What? Hey, girl. Don't be doing it. I'll get mad at this. Yeah, well, y'all finna have my Ma, I'll call you in a minute. Let me tell y'all something now. I got your own. Uh-huh. I don't cuss. But see, y'all done run my blood pressure up now because I thought y'all
done
good. I'm
ready
to fight now.
You ain't saved like they say you is.
I'm saved, but I'm sure y'all know better to call and turn me up. Well, I'm going to be playing when I get to y'all hear what I said. Now I'm finna go get my grandbaby and I'll be in Birmingham in the next, about the next hour or two. And y'all be at the shop.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina. And you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Here it is. About that time. Let's see. Let's go.
Never said I got it all right.
All right.
All I ever said was God is good. And I never had it all together. But he always showed mercy on me. Made a few mistakes in my life. All he ever did was forgive me. Yeah. Oh. Many times I
I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Let's go, y'all.
Tried to do it on my own, but every time I tried to fell down, got sick and tired of all the pain. I knew I had to turn my life around. Mama said you'd never leave me, said you'd always be there for me. That's when I laid my burdens down. I traded strength in for my crown. So was in the lost and found, oh, until I let my burden down. Now I live to testify that Jesus' blood was my lifeline. Just surrender to his claim, and he will make your life worth it. When you're weak, it's when it's strong. Tell the world wherever I go. That's when I lay my burden down. I'm trading strength into my crown.
I see it.
My soul was in the burning down.
Much, but in your hands I I can be anything, just one touch. From the potter can change everything, 'cause you have the ability to see what man can't see. So Lord, I'm just some clay. God, just have your way and make me more like you. 'Cause you are the potter and I am the clay. Won't you mold me, shape me? You are the potter and I am the clay. Won't you mold me, shape me just like you? Just like you, just like you, just like you.
I'm not much, but in your hands I can be anything. In your hands, I can be anything.
What about?
I said I'm not much. I've been pushed aside.
Yes, Lord.
I've been gave up on.
Yeah.
But in your hands, I can be anything. I said in your hands, I can be.
Not magicians, we just put mad magic into our music.
Don't talk over you, he'll flip it upside down.
kick it so hard, just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble just comes and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
They're trying to rise up, got terrible skies.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble to say.
Show me your spirit for people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it shine through the dark.
Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know after the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, all things run together.
We gon' be alright.
Jump, jump, get from me up, do you want?
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
He was saying this.
the lily of the valley. He's a bright morning star. Somebody say, long as I got, can't see them. I don't need nobody else. When you say that name, it's sweeter than a honeycomb. Is there anybody that knows the name I'm talking about? They're all a lot of great names. I've heard of a man named Abe Lincoln. I've heard of a woman named Harriet Tubman. Thank God for our first president, George Washington. I've heard of Oprah, Tyler Perry. I've heard great names. I've heard great places. The Eiffel Tower. Oh my God, they got the Taj Mahal. But there is no name. There is no name that's greater. I know a lot of great things. I know a lot of great things. But there is a great name. Ooh. Look at your neighbor, there ain't nobody greater. I tried my mama's name. I tried my daddy's name. I tried Bill's name. I tried a lot of things that have a name. But there is no name that is greater. There is no name where not me to be saved. If you're watching, I tell you to give that name a great praise.
Are you ready, Snow Hill, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Stand on your feet, everyone, and let's welcome Pastor Mal Williams. Y'all ready to praise the Lord tonight? Are you ready to lift him up? Look at the name, it's a neighbor, push. Special reason. Prayer is communication with God. Although sometimes when you pray, you don't see no way, but you just pray.
Pray until
something
happens.
Not what you feel. Should always pray and not faint. Although sometimes when you pray, you don't see no way, but you just pray until something happens. Oh, pray,
pray until
something. Which are in heaven, hallowed would be thy name.
If you tell Jesus, he won't tell nobody else. Can I get a witness out there? Everybody that believed that Jesus will do what you asked us to do, let me hear you scream one time.
Because cause we had a made up mind. It's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Back together once again.
To see you smiling face.
To see smiling face.
Come on and clap your hands. I can't wait to see y'all. Oh no. I got one more verse. Listen if you please. Listen. From the East Coast to the West Coast, up north and all down south. Been a lot of places, sing on a lot of stages. Wanna thank y'all for coming out. Here, Mike.
Jesus, you've been good to me.
Listen, let me say this. Cause you brought us through when we didn't know what to do. Lord, I want to say thank you. Oh, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
to cut the hair. He knows what to do. Hey, Lord. And she got it, well.
Sit on the grass if you sit down on it. Come on. Yeah, you okay. You all right. I know that she's... Officer, do you mind if I give one lady a flower? If I give one a rose? If I could just touch her hand today. Somebody that knows that Jesus will fix it. Yeah. Okay, here you go. Oh, you got it? All right, you got it. She ain't gonna hurt nothing, officer. She cool. She's cool.
Yeah!
Let me go in and don't take that groove away from me, baby. Sing with me, come on.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you for being the same God today that he was on yesterday, being the same God today that he will be forevermore, because every new day that he allowed me to see, he is the righteous God. He is the holy God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is our healer. He is our miracle worker. He is our deliverer. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that don't change. He one day he's not this and the next day that. But I tell God, thank you, that he is the same. He is the righteous God. He is the God that whatever we need him to be, if it's his will, he will be. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for his son Jesus coming and going on the cross for all mankind. He didn't have no particular people, but he came that we might have the right to the tree of life. When we were yet sinners, he loved us. When we were yet sinners, he kept us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus and his Holy Ghost power being the comforter that came when Jesus went back. But if we look at the word of God, the Holy Ghost have been here since the beginning. If we go back to Genesis in the first chapter, verse 2, I believe it said he was going to and fro. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost, because he can comfort. He will be there. He will groan on our behalf. He will intercede on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for being the Heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved and left your Holy Ghost power here in the name of Jesus to comfort, to teach, to lead, and to guide. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I thank you for covering us with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for keeping your angels in camp round about us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for holding back the hands of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for fighting the battle for me, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for fighting the battle for your disciples in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, those that need comfort in God. Move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that have lost loved ones, God, and they feel like they've been left alone, God, I ask you to comfort, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them know in your word you said that you wouldn't leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to strengthen those that are weak, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you guide the surgeon's hands on today, God, those that are receiving surgery, God. I speak your miracle-working power, your healing power in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are incarcerated, God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you transform their minds and conform their will to your will, God. Oh, Father God, let them call on you, God. Let them repent in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your pastors
throughout the land, God, those that are standing on your word, those that are living your word, those that are doing your word, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you strengthen them, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, continue to order the steps, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless in the name of Jesus. I ask that you provide in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless, dear God. You know where it's needed at, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. I thank you for all things great and small. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God. I tell God, thank you for being the God that never, ever changes. He is holy. He is righteous. He is the powerful God. He is the same God that was in the beginning. He is the same God that will be in the end. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that worked miracles in the name of Jesus. When we lean to our own understanding and we don't follow him, we are erring and we're going against the word of God. But when we trust God and look to him for everything that we need, I tell God thank you just for being God. I give him glory because God has proven himself that he will answer prayer. And I tell God thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and go in prayer with us. You can leave when you finish praying. If you desire to stay, you can. Third Tuesday, as I said, we don't have Bible study, but I encourage you to go in the Word wherever you are because it's the Word of God that strengthens us. It's the Word of God that heals. It's the Word of God that leads and guides. And I tell God, thank you for all things. And we thank God for Pastor Austin coming to join us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. And we ask you to continue to come and join us as the man of God, bring forth the word of God. And yours truly come on the second and fourth Tuesdays and on Thursdays. But if God give you a word and we come together, and I know that God have said you are more than welcome to come. And we have babies at Christian Life that are producing books and penning books, and I want them to come and continue to talk about what God have given them to pen. And we tell God, thank you for all things. And if God give you a word, if you have penned a book and you so desire to come and talk about that book, you are more than welcome because, see, as we come together, the word of God let us know that we got to be there for each other. It's not about me, but I want my Heavenly Father to get all of the glory. And as he gets all of the glory from our lives and we worship and praise him, I tell God, thank you for the strength that comes from him. As we come back on today, we're going to finish up talking about what it means when the word of God say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I tell God, thank you for being the God that is always there when we need him. He is the God that will not leave us. He is the God that won't let go of us. And he is the God that will not abandon us. We're going to find in our lives, in the physical, that man might abandon us. And when I say man, I'm talking about male and female. But one thing that I do know is that our Heavenly Father will never, ever leave or abandon us. Have you ever said, I don't feel your presence, God. Where are you, God? But I want you to know that God will never leave us. He won't step away from us. He will not abandon us. If you don't feel his presence, if you don't know that he is there, don't look at God and put it on him. Look at yourself, because he said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We're going to find that there are times in our life that we'll step away from him. He already let us know that we can't put nothing or anybody else before him. He let us know in his word that he is our strength. He let us know that when we're going through that, we don't have to be afraid. We do not have to be discouraged, because he is right there with us, leading and guiding us and fighting the battle as we go. As we have already said, he let Jacob know that he was there for him. He let Joshua know that I'm there for you. He also let Solomon know that I'm there for you. And as we live a holy and righteous life, and we live the word, and we are doers of the word, God will never leave us or forsake us. We find that not only is God there for us, he let us know that Jesus Christ affirmed that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will be there for those that follow him always. I tell God, thank you for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go here, but the Holy Ghost of God will speak in the name of Jesus and let you know that no, you don't need to go there. He might not come and speak it verbally in your ears, but when the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, he will let you know that now is not the time and that is not the place for you to go. And if we are true sons of God and we are following God and doing what he said, we're going to be obedient until the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell God, thank you. We find that Jesus told his disciples that he would be with them to the very end. He didn't say, I will be with you sometime. I'll be with you part of the way. But he let them know that he would be with them until the end of days. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. Jesus let Joshua know that he would never leave him. And as a believer of God, this day, I know for surety that he would never leave me. This journey is personal, babies. Only what you do for Christ will determine where you spend eternity. As we look at our target verse, Hebrews 13, verse 5, I tell God, thank you. The word of God said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And one thing that I'm so glad of is that as long as I hold on to Jesus, I know that he will provide everything that I need. I know that as long as I hold on to Jesus and walk in righteousness, that he will never leave me or forsake me. One thing that I do know, as I hold on to Jesus, and I'm a doer of the word and not a hearer only, that he will be right by my side. And I tell God, thank you. I'm so glad that I know that God would never abandon me. He would never desert me. And one thing that I know, he won't desert you. He won't abandon you. Sometimes we might find ourselves in the valley, but I want you to know that Jesus is in the valley when we go there. If we are on top of the mountain, he's still there with us. And I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you, that as a believer, God made us a promise. He made a promise that, no, he wouldn't leave us or forsake us. And I'm so glad that God is not a God that will lie. Man will lie and be deceitful, but God will not lie. As we stand on the word of God and do what he say to do, and we honor his son, Jesus, he will be right there with us. Jesus went on the cross for us. No man could do what he did for us. But I tell God, thank you, that when he went on the cross, he took on the assignment of his Father that no man could do but him. If we look at Matthew 27, verse 46, the word of God says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he was there suffering for us and on our behalf. I tell God, thank you, that, see, he felt like God has stepped away from him. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let me know that he experienced separation from God. I tell God, thank you, that he did it on our behalf, those that were sinners. And I tell God, thank you, for his son, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. Nobody could do that for us but him. I tell God, thank you, and he gives himself as a ransom for sinners. I tell God, thank you, for him, Jesus, being the one who knew no sin. He didn't. But God made him sin for us that we might have the right to eternal life. I tell God, thank you for his sin. That as we stand on the word of God, he would never leave us or forsake us. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he felt like God had separated himself and forsaken him. And he did, he was, for that moment, because he took on our sins. I tell God, thank you, nobody else could do it but him. That's why I'm so glad that I know that I can call on the name of Jesus. I can call on my Heavenly Father's name. I can call on the Holy Ghost, knowing that they are there for me always. Whether I'm in the valley, whether you're in the valley, whether everything is going okay, we can call on him and he is right there. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved us so much that he went on the cross. And as we are those that trust in him and believe in him, we know for surety that he will not abandon us. Even when we were sinners, he was there offering salvation to us. And I tell God, thank you, that the day that I turn from my sins and turn unto him, I tell God, thank you, that it were not for him going on the cross for me, I wouldn't be free from sin. I would still be a slave to sin. But when he went on the cross, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved us so much that he came to free us from sin. I thank God for all that he has done and that he is still doing. Man will desert us and walk away from us, but I'm so glad to know that Jesus will never leave or forsake us. I thank God for all that he does. If we look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, one thing that I do know is that because he loves, he did take on our sins. When we were yet sinners, he loved. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 say, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sins, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That was Jesus who was made sin for us, that we, the sinners, might be made the righteousness of God in him. We couldn't do it on our own, but God's son Jesus made it possible. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. As we became sons of God, it wasn't nothing that we did, but Jesus made it possible. Not Satan, but Jesus made it possible for God to justly forgive sinners. And I tell God thank you. Because, see, if Satan had his way, he wouldn't have let go. But when you confess with your mouth who Jesus is and that he died and went on the cross for us and you believe it, the word of God let us know, then you are saved. But you got to truly believe it. And I thank God for his son Jesus coming. When we gave our life to him, we didn't turn our backs on him. He is still there. He would never leave us or forsake us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God that looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed him? When we were yet sinners, doing what we thought we were big enough to do, the Holy Ghost of God was interceding on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. His son Jesus was there. Yeah, he was. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. I tell God, thank you. If we look at Galatians 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us. That he, nobody else could do it. He didn't ask nobody to step in, but he did it. He redeemed us from the curse of the law and being made a curse for us because he loved. I tell God thank you for his son, Jesus. As we stand on the word of God and we live the word, I tell God thank you that if we live right and we live holy, holiness without no man shall God. I tell God thank you for forgiving us for our sins. And because God would never leave us or forsake us. We don't have to be afraid of Satan. As God have redeemed us through his son Jesus, I know for a surety he won't forsake me. He won't leave you. He's there for us. When we call on him, he is there. He can come to you. He can come to them. He can go over there for those. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. When we serve God, we don't have to be afraid of no man. Don't have to be afraid of Satan. If we look at Hebrews 13, verse 6, the word of God says, so that ye may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. As the Lord is our helper, I tell God, thank you, that no matter what circumstances come, we don't ever have to fear that God will desert us or that God will forsake us, because he is there for us at all times. He may not do it the way that we want him to do it, but I'm so glad to know that he won't forsake us. He didn't just start being the God who would not forsake, but even in the beginning, he was the God that was there for mankind. If we look at Joshua 1, verse 5, it said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of their life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So as God was with Moses, as God was with Joshua, God is with us this day. And I tell God, thank you. He won't leave us or forsake us. We don't have to fear, because I know for surety that God will be there for me. He will be there for you and you and you. We can trust in God with all our heart, with all our minds and our body. And I tell God, thank you. Not only can we trust in him, he is our helper. He can do what no man can do. And I tell God, thank you for being the one who helps and protects us. I thank God for his son Jesus being the one who is always there, no matter what we may go through, babies. I want you to know that God is there. He won't forsake us. If you don't feel his presence, if you don't think he hears you, don't think that he has stepped away. Check out your walk and your relationship, because he already let us know that I won't leave thee or forsake thee. One last scripture, Psalms 118, verses 6 and 7. He said, I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do for me. And I added verse 5, yeah, I did. Because he said, I called upon the Lord. That's letting us know that you got to call upon him. And verse 7 said, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. See, God's chosen people are covered by him. He will come to their rescue. He will put our enemy under our feet. I tell God, thank you, for being a covering for his chosen vessels. The word of God let us know that many are called, but few are chosen. And if you are a chosen vessel, chosen by God, God is your helper. God is your strength. God is the one that will fight the battle for you. I thank God for him being the one that would never, ever leave me or forsake me. Don't have to text him. Don't have to call him on the phone. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Say God. God, I thank you. He's always there, babies. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't let you go. He won't abandon you. He's there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For
with us, y'all. Come on. Somebody came here need the breakthrough. I like this song just for you.
You the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
This right here.
whatever you need from the Lord. I found out when I got sick, you didn't have to wait till tomorrow. You can get it right now. How many believe? How many believe? Whatever you need. Oh, you can get your blessing right now. If you wait, if you wait, if you wait on Jesus, God will. God is going to help you help somebody next week. And what I want you to do is say three words, and I want you to press down on his shoulders real quickly. If you want God to bless them and bless you, that sickness in your body, that financial problem, oh, you ain't got to say nothing. If you need a healing right now, when God touched my body that Wednesday night, I didn't have to wait till Thursday. He touched me right then. How many believe he can move in here? Whatever you need from the Lord, I want you to press down and help your partner get his blessing. I want you to say three words. I want you to press down and say, right now, Jesus. Come on, say it till you feel it in your soul. Right now, Jesus. Say, right now, Jesus. Say, right now, Jesus. Right now, right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I stand before you and tell you this. Yeah.
say he made a way. He specializes in things that seem impossible. Jesus made.
don't leave me, 'cause there's something that I need to know. Mike, I'm going to play.
Say that.
Where the rich down here will see so, so poor.
Sing it like the Lord put it on your heart now. Even when I stumble, he won't let me down. And
station with the best music.
I love the music.
Best music.